India today marked the first anniversary of militant raids that killed 166 people in the country's financial hub, Mumbai. Residents of the city lit candles outside a Jewish center, which was one of several sites, from luxury hotels to the city's biggest railway station, that were targeted by the militants who were based in Pakistan. The spokesman for the Indian Bishops' Conference, Father Babu Joseph, says that despite the horror of the attacks, bridges between the different religions have been strengthened.
In fact, even those days, or soon after it happened, different religious groups in different parts of the country came together and prayed for the victims and their families. They also made public appeals to the people to be calm and not to be provoked unnecessarily by some of these acts of violence by certain groups and individuals. They also, you know, prayed for the unity of the country and the integrity of the country. I think there have been very, very positive developments as a consequences of, you know, these attacks in Mumbai, which I think is a very positive sign, and it gives hope that although India is so diverse with its different cultures and religious groups and so on, we still can hang together. And I think this has given more room for that show of unity of purpose.
And yesterday, seven people were charged in Pakistan with links to those attacks.